Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
New Scholar Baptist Church presents Live in Concert. George Dean and the Gospel Four. Let me just say this. God expected me. George Dean and the Gospel Four. Also featuring Big Show and the Quartet Boys. Sunday, July 5th. New Scott Ollie Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria.
Doors open at 3 p.m. Showtime is at 4.
You don't want to miss George Dean and the Gospel Four, along with Big Show and the Quartet Boys at the New Scott Ollie Baptist Church, Sunday, July 5th. If you need tickets, you can get them at the church.
New Scott Ollie is a proud sponsor of this station.
soul winner.
Thank you.
It is better to know him than anything else we know. Because if we don't know him, we can't show him. And if we can't show him here, we'll never get to the place where he's going to show us out. So we need to strive to advance in God's kingdom. We need to strive every day to be just like Jesus. None of us need to be like nobody in here. Don't strive to be like nobody in here. Strive to be like Jesus. How do Jesus look? Read your Bible. Or do it, read your Bible. And it tell you how he look, how he feel, and what he think, what he made of, what he created, and how he created you. He looked beyond everything in this world and made us, put us together. And, you know, I look at that, I think people say I'm crazy, but, you know, I look at it, every vein, artery, blood artery, everything, knees, everything about our body, when a man can think that far ahead and do it one time, you should be able to give him credit. Yeah, he's supernatural. And then he tell me he know the very intent of my thought. That's amazing to me. And to me, that should just give me an enthusiasm to just run behind him. I mean, we like to follow people. I mean, they had the basketball championship on last night, and I know a lot of people ran to see the game. It's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with just looking at the game. Not a thing. Just always put God first. Put him first. You can look all the games you want to watch. Put God first. And make sure he first. I ain't talking about just talking with the mouth. Let your life so shine before men that they'll see the work of Christ in you. I thank God for that. I don't want you all to forget the meeting on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Please, we need to be to these meetings, y'all. It's time that we need to wake up. The church needs to wake up, need to step forward. God commissioned us to run the world. Now, if you doubt that, you ain't saved. God commissioned us to run the world, not the government. He said the government's on his shoulder. He told us to run it. He commissioned us in 28th chapter of Matthew, go everywhere and teach all nations. And say, I'm going to be with y'all. Don't worry about it. Don't get scared of nobody. Tell the truth to everybody. Don't skip over nobody. And that's what we done failed to do. And I say it all the time. I tell everybody I meet, the church have failed because we always hollering about the Lord going to do it. He told us to do it. Now we hollering about God going to do it. It ain't going to never get done if we don't do it. Because the only other work he going to do the next time Jesus go to work, when he come back at the church. That's biblical. And we can believe that without doubting. And I thank God for that. And on the other thing I like to say at this time, I thank God for my brother Arthur with us today. Don't forget on next Friday, we have our musical for our own Sister Betty Balls. And we should support her in every way we can because she was one of our national promoters in gospel singing. Yes, so let us acknowledge that and be there for her. And then I need you to continue to pray to God and ask God to guide and instruct us into all righteousness and all truth, taking strife, hatred, animosity out of our system, because that's going to defile a church. Love covers a multitude of faults. If we dig down and start loving people, honoring, respecting people, lifting people up, the church going to just blossom. Who don't want to be treated right? Who don't want to be treated nice? We got to think on that. Jesus said, let this mind be in you. Also in Christ Jesus. Now, we have to recognize that in order to please the Lord. Everything we do, we got to give an account of it. Our works going to speak for us. And if your name ain't written in your forehead, They tell me we got 12 gates to the city. Got one of God's true angels at each gate. If he don't see your name written in his forehead, he gonna tell you in the wrong place. All the work in your life on this earth that you've shouted, danced, spoke in tongue, everything, say, I don't know you. That's gonna be a try sometime. So it's better that we stay with the Lord and get connected with him, and he gonna direct our path. Today we're gonna look in the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 1-7. Gonna look at that, and we're gonna just talk about it a little bit. And we trust God. We know that today is our Lord's Supper day. And we want y'all to just get ourselves a little closer to God. Just a little bit closer. If you weren't closer when you come, this word ought to draw you nigher. And he said, he'll draw nigh unto you. The word of God says to us, and I tell people all the time, if you ain't talking about the word, don't talk to me. Time out for playing. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through you all and in you all. Keep that in mind. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. You may be seated. I was called to be a servant and to walk according to his purpose. Are we dedicated to the call of Christ? Now, you know, as I walk through this land, I hear people tell me all the time, say, Reverend, ain't nobody perfect. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that at all. You got to try to be perfect. How in the world are you going to be perfect when you get up there and meet him in the air? And you're going to want to go to heaven with him, and none but the pure in heart shall see God, the Bible tell me. So we got to try to get like Jesus down here. We got to fellowship together down here. We got to look beyond faults and other folks down here on this earth. The Bible says, in the apostle here, he say, I'm therefore, as an adverb showing action, and mortifying itself, the prison of the Lord. I'm God's prison. Prison, I'm locked up. Paul said, I'm locked up with Jesus. I can't get out. He chose me and he ordained me. He fixed me, he forgave me. And now I'm a whole person now. I've been locked. He got me locked up. I can't do nothing but what he's saying. When we are led of the Spirit, we're going to do the things of the Spirit. Yes. When we're led by the flesh, the things of the flesh. And let me say something about the flesh. The flesh always try to enhance you. It beautify you. It make you look good, make you shine. Because that's by nature, the thing that it stands for. He said, but I'm a prisoner for the Lord. You see, I'm begging you, I'm honestly begging you to walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. If I'm a teacher pastor, I got to teach. I got to walk in the ways of God. I got to walk before you upright and in the will of God. When you see me, you ought to be looking at Jesus. If you don't see Jesus through me, just come up to me and tell me. Come tell me. You don't see him through me, come tell me. I can take it. Some of us can't stand nobody to tell them nothing. I can take it, me. I've been through the storm and the rain. I endured hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So you see, he beseech, he beg you, walk worthy. Whatever come out your mouth, walk in it. The vocation that you are called in. God called me to teach the word. I'm going to teach the word. Pastor, teacher, that's one of the gifts that God put in the church. I'm going to teach the word. I ain't going to get out of my range and try to do what somebody else do. It's got some preachers I ain't worthy to tote their Bible. But I'm going to do what I need to do, what he called me to do. And if I do what he say, I'm going to be successful in everything I do. He said that, stay what you called to do. If you're a deacon, oh, Lord Jesus. Stay in a deacon's place. If you're a preacher, stay in the preacher place. Go by the guidelines that God has set up for you and do them according as he say do them, and then you ain't got to get up and say, I'm doctor, I'm reverend. You don't have to say that. The light going to shine through you and it's going to manifest itself to the people which you represent. I've seen it all. I've seen so many doctors until nobody ought to be sick anymore. And I'm being honest. What we proclaim, we need to live up to the standards. All right. If we don't live up to the standard, we ain't nothing but sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. He said, with all lowness and meekness, what I look like up here teaching hostile stuff, teaching bigoted stuff, teaching I'm this, that, and other, you ain't nothing. What I look like doing that? Jesus never did that. And how in the world I'm patting after Christ, and I'm teaching, I got an indictment against you. I'm up in the church preaching against you, telling you ain't nobody. Jesus got on Peter. Peter was a Jew. And because other people didn't believe what he believed, he got mad with them and want to fight. And did y'all know that Peter fight in 36 seconds?
Yes, sir.
God had to tell him that which I clean, call not common unclean. See, sometime in our everyday walk of life, because people don't do like we want them to do, we count them as nothing.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
But I want to remind you, Jesus took nothing and made everything. He looked beyond, we was nothing. The Bible said when he come here, was no righteousness. Not even one, he said. But he gave himself up and died for our sin. We're supposed to be dead, but he died in our stead and brought life to us and brought us back to the Father. And he wants us to remain in the Father. He said, with all meekness and lowness, long-suffering. I've been like that myself. I thank God that he brought me out of that.
Yes,
sometimes when people do things and they tell me that you need to do it like this and I change, I'm wondering why you ain't changed. And it'll get to me. You telling me what to do and you ain't doing nothing. You telling me how to do it and you ain't doing nothing. And if it don't bother, there's something wrong with you. If you can walk around and see people do all kind of evil stuff and it don't get to you, it's something wrong with you. I think you got a spirit thing and it ain't living in you. Because if it was living inside of you, you're going to have that love and compassion, that meekness, that endurance, that patience. You're going to have all that for your brother. Not talk about, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. I ain't talking about that. You got to love your brother. You got to love your sister with all your heart, all your mind, all your spirit. See, for bearing, I got to learn how to put up with everybody in here. I have to discern your spirit that God gave me there. I have to discern your spirit, and when I discern your spirit, I know how to talk to you, I know how to react with you, I know how to come up to you and tell you what you don't want to hear. But I got to adjust in myself how to get it over to you. As being a pastor of a church, God give me the wisdom to know how to talk to you without offending you. If you don't have that, you ain't dead. Sharper that you don't have that, you ain't dead. He gave me the authority to adjust to everybody. If I'm an overseer, I got to know my flock. And if I know my flock and I got some weak ones in the flock, I got to take more time with the weak one. That's according to the word of God. Spend more time with the weak one. Them that are already strong, leave them alone. Let them go. The same as you are, the same side you on. And the Bible goes on to say, now listen to this good. Bearing one another in love. God, have mercy, Jesus. You got to love me in spite of. I got to love you in spite of. How you do what you said to me, I still got to love you. God is love. Those that love, love God, know it's God. I know we say sometimes it's hard to love everybody. No, it's not. Just follow the orders of God. And it's easy. But if you follow your own orders, it is hard. It is hard because you're saying this, that rascal, he talked about me yesterday, and I ain't think about him. I ain't going to pray for him. I hope he falls or something. We do them things. Church folks do that.
Yes, sir.
But love go beyond faults.
Yes.
Love pick you up when you're down.
Yes.
God will send somebody by when you're down to pick you up.
Yes.
And we on our knees hollering about, Lord, send it, send it, send it. No, he already there. He's trying to help you now.
Right.
We help us one of another. And every time you get up in the morning, you ought to be saying thank you. You ought not come to church and want me to tell you to say thank you. You ought to say, he done it for you. Just like he done it for me, he'll do it again for you. So you say thank you. Don't come here telling me, Rev, you ought to give God the praise. Don't do that to me. I ain't worthy to give God praise. I don't need to be up here. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We got to follow the orders of God. Going out of my way to keep peace and unity in the church of God. You know, some people say, well, I'm going to tell you the truth, don't care if it hurts you or not. That ain't no wisdom of God. Good things come from above. God looked beyond all our faults, all our need. There was nobody righteous when Jesus come here. He didn't come here fussing at nobody. He come here saying, follow me. And what I'm saying to you, my daddy told me to say this to you. And I'm just obeying my daddy. And don't get mad with me because I tell you the truth. I'm just doing what my daddy say. He sent me to do what I'm doing. And I ain't going to let you stop me. God help me. Jesus carried our load all the way to Calvary. All the way to Calvary. And he did everything his Father said. And when he finished everything his Father said, he looked up and said, Father, it's finished. I commend my spirit in your hand. And the Bible tells me he gave up the ghost. And his work on earth was finished. And then he went back and sit at the right hand of the Father in what he's doing right now today, making intercession to the Father for us. We ought to appreciate him. See, because he say, you know, all of us got different ideas, different opinions. We shouldn't do that. I tell y'all all the time, I'd have seen the star. We ain't got no business having different minds in the church. We all need the same mind in the church. If we have the same mind, we can do anything. I go back to Nimrod, a nation that wasn't even prayed for, never brought up to the altar, nothing. God never spoke, had nothing to do with them. But the Bible says they all was in oneness. And everything they did, could nobody in heaven stop them, nor in earth stop them. Because they was in oneness, to one accord. And I'll be waiting on the church, let's get in one accord. I ain't got to run nothing. I ain't got to run it. I just want to be in one accord. The deacon can run it. I don't care. As long as we don't want a car. And we're pleasing God. That's all I want. I want to see everybody in this building happy, rejoiceful, resourceful, doing everything they possibly can to enhance the church. And not looking out for yourself at nothing. That's what I'm looking for. My labor won't be in vain then. Ain't but one body, the scriptures say. In one Holy Spirit. Now, if your spirit ain't holy, it's been defiled. And Satan has attacked you.
Yes.
And he brainwashed you.
Yes.
And now you're fighting against the Father. You're fighting against the Son. You're fighting against the Holy Spirit. He said, one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one what? One hope of your calling. Good God Almighty. If I see Jesus, what I'm hoping for? I'm pressing on to see him. I'm pressing that when he shall appear, I'll be just like him. I'm going to see him as he is. And we're going to look just alike. He made me in his likeness and in his image. And when I yes shall see him, I'm going to look like him. Well, let me slip a little slight note on y'all. Everybody in here, descendant of Noah's Ark. Every soul in here is a descendant of Noah's Ark. Don't let nobody fool you. We got a lot of antichrists. They'll tell you, got to make you believe it ain't so. Everybody in this building are descendants of Noah's Ark. Unless you don't believe God judged the people with water, the first judgment. And if you deny that, something wrong with you. Don't get around me, a tree might fall on both of us. It's a danger. If you want to do good things, you got to be around people that are going to encourage you to do good things.
Yes.
Not people that cut you down, tie you down.
Yes.
You got to be around people that are going to help you, push you, encourage you to do the things that God called you to do. It said, then he went on to say this. He said, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Ain't but one God. He's the Father of all of us. Ain't but one faith. That's faith in Christ. If you ain't got faith in Christ, you need to be renewed. You need to be renewed if you ain't got faith in God. If you got faith in something else, it isn't authentic. It belongs to the world. All of us one time had idols in the physical flesh. As me being a sports person, I used to like Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron and Willie Mays and boys like that. And I honored that. When I play ball, I say, I'm going to be like Babe Ruth, stand up like him and everything. When the young people come after me, my children, when they came up, I bought some tennis one time. I thought I was doing good. I bought a Converse All-Star tennis for my children. And they said, Dad, we can't wear that. I said, what you mean you can't wear it? That's the best tennis album. You dad, I can't put that on my feet. I said, well, what you want to buy? I'm going up down with you. We went up there and he bought some Michael Jordan, $350. I said, huh? $350, Dad, that's what we want to wear. I said, they ain't going to shoot that ball through the rim. We pick up styles, and they what made it bad though, they showing a commercial on the TV. Michael Jordan put the Michael Jordan tennis. He jumped up in the tree, and that got to you. You figure if you put on the Michael Jordan, you're gonna jump up in the tree, huh? Lord help us, Jesus. See, the devil paints a good picture for us. He give us a good painting. It don't be abstract. It's something you can understand. Yeah, he paint a good picture for us. Say, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And now watch this. Say, one God. Now, this is beautiful here. And the Father of what?
All.
Father of who?
All.
Some of us.
All.
What?
All.
Listen to what the scriptures say. I ain't right there. He said, one God and the Father who?
All.
Lord, help us. Who is what?
All.
Whenever you do, whoever you meet, don't ever put them over God. In all things, put God first. I don't care what you're doing. Let God be first in your life. Give God the honor before you give me honor. Give any preacher honor. Give God the honor. I'm just a little old machine trying to make noise that you can receive. And he said this, Lord, help us, Jesus. He's above who? Huh? Well, why we exalt people so highly? And we think so highly of people, presidents, governors, and mayors, and councilmen, and all. Why we put so much emphasis on them and lift them up? Every time one come around, we want to remember Dr. So-and-so or Klein so-and-so or Governor so-and-so. Well, I'm going to tell y'all it's a secret. You don't have to like me. Every man looked the same in my eyes. Every man look the same in my eyes. When I meet a man, I just meet a regular man. I don't cherish and honor and jump up, lift none of them, because they already have crazy. So I don't lift none of them up. I just respect them and show honor and respect to them. That's the only thing I owe them, respect and honor. Ain't no lifting them up. No, not me. You got to go to somebody else. I don't lift you up. I lift Jesus up. And he said, he going to draw. I ain't worried about you. I'm going to lift Jesus up. And how do I lift Jesus up? By lifting one another up. And he going to support me. That's according to his word. He said, God is above all. And he worked through all of us. And he worked in all of us. Whether you're a sinner, a saint, God worked in you and through you. When you were still in the world, God was holding your hand, giving you instructions. You didn't even know it, didn't even understand it. The Lord was bringing you through stuff that you could have never come through. He was showing mercy to you when you were even thinking about him.
Thank you.
I was crazy. And God had his hand on me. Never knowed I'd be standing up here today bragging and boasting about God that I serve. But he over me. I don't never send him to the hospital nor to the jail either. I go myself because he already commissioned me to go. So I ain't strong enough. I ain't got the sense enough to send God nowhere. I asked him, Lord, would you please help me or strengthen me or show me, instruct me? What I look like telling God to go to this? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Little old servant like me trying to tell God what to do. How am I do that? I'm exalting myself and not him. He told me to exalt him, and he going to draw. I hear people say all the time, and I like that saying, demise me and exalt you so you'll be clearly seen. Well, what he want to do, every time I move, talk, sleep, he want me to acknowledge him in all things. And he said he going to do what?
Direct
my path. Whatever I do, I drive my car. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Y'all say I'm crazy. I don't care. I put my shoes on. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I remember I used to just run, jump down, tie my shoes up, jump up and take off again. I can't do it no more. I guess I'm hoping it's time got me, huh? Time caught up with me and slowed me up some. I was speeding, and they just didn't give me no ticket, but I was speeding in my early life. But time said, go ahead on. I got you. And he finally caught up with me. So, man, you've been running a long time. But I got you now. He didn't destroy me. Time didn't destroy me. It'll weld me and give me more knowledge about who am I serving.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, then he said, in you all now. Boy, that's hard there. In you all. The Bible don't lie. When we, before we get saved, God already inside of you. He already inside of you. You just got to confess and believe to become a Christian. But he already inside of you. This is what he said. He said, he ain't going to put his laws no more on tables of stone, on buildings and stuff like that. He gonna write it where about? On the table of your heart. And every man going to know me for himself. And you'll never have to run to nobody. I mean, we do it, though. We just do it out of tradition. We sometimes tell people how to live, this, that, and other. But I promise you, in Jesus' name, everybody in this building today, you could go to do something wrong, and the Spirit of God going to tell you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you before you ever do it. That's in you. When you're in the streets out in the world, the Spirit is going to convict you. That's the only way you're going to get saved. But you got to hear the word, though. Got to hear the word. And when you hear the word, just keep hearing the word, it's going to keep on. You know, he said, I stand at the door and what? If any man open the door, I'm going to come in. And when he come in, listen at this good before y'all jump on me. When he come in, listen good now. Can't nobody pull him out. Did y'all hear that? Jesus come in, can't nobody pull him out. Ain't no human on this earth got the authority to pull him out once he get inside. That's why he said, shall we continue in sin? That grace may abide. He said, no, stop sinning, and I'm going to hold on to you.
Right.
And you hold on to me.
Yes,
that's the only thing we can do, y'all. All power come from above. The power of the earth didn't come from God. You remember when God, I'm going to say this, and I'm through. The Lord Jesus and God himself and even Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they fought against kingdoms, not individuals. They fought against kingdoms. They got mad with Jesus when he said, I'm going to tear this kingdom down. 3 days, I'm going to build it up again. They didn't understand what he was saying. He ain't never preached to just regular people. He preached a kingdom. He tore kingdoms down. He told us to go do the same thing he's doing. How many kingdoms we trying to tear down? Don't we know in the wrong kingdoms, people ain't living right, doing right to people, ain't treating people right. What we do, we stand in the city, Lord, go fix it. He already sent you to fix it. Why you send him? Who gave you the authority to send him? That's all I want to know, and I'm shut up. Where you get the authority to send Jesus somewhere? God, help us. Sometimes people confuse me. They holler about they this, that, and the other. And then I hear them trying to send Jesus somewhere. The Bible tell me now, y'all, get rid of me if you want to. The Bible tell me this. Say, Jesus has entered into his rest. Now, how on God's earth will he do something now? And he'll be alive. if he get out of his rest now. The only other time he got out of his rest, y'all listen, that'd be good. When they was killing Stephen for the gospel of Jesus Christ, God got out of his rest, stood up over Stephen, and hove over Stephen, took the sting out of death, and Stephen died in peace. Because he wouldn't change for mankind. He wouldn't let man change him. He died in peace. God said, he stand up for me like that, I'm going to stand for him. And he did.
He'll do it.
And he died in peace. And we got to do the same thing. We can't let nobody back us up in the corner. Stop that. Stop that foolishness. Tell them that I don't play there. Just tell them straight out, I don't play there. If it ain't the word of God, don't tell me. I'm trying to get on that ship. You know, we sang about the old ship of Zion. It passed one time, but it's going to pass again. It's going to pass one more time, the old ship of Zion. And if we don't get on board, God help us, Jesus. The scripture saying, I close, it's going to be weeping and hollering, screaming, but it ain't going to help none at all. We need to get it together now. I thank you.
Baptist Church presents Live in Concert, George Dean and the Gospel Four.
God expected me.
George Dean and the Gospel Four. Also featuring Big Show and the Quartet Boys.
Sunday, July 5th. New Scott Olley Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria.
Doors open at 3 p.m. Showtime is at 4.
You don't want to miss George Dean and the Gospel Four, along with Big Show and the Quartet Boys at the New Scott Olley Baptist Church, Sunday, July 5th. If you need tickets, you can get them at the church.
New Scott Olley is a proud sponsor of this station.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.